For California Ag Today, I'm Mike Stevens. A legislative update from Sacramento. AB 701, Lorena Gonzalez, Democrat, San Diego, establishes an entirely new regulatory regime for warehousing and food processing employers with 100 or more employees at a site or 1,000 or more statewide who use performance matrix, making such matrix difficult and legally hazardous to use. The Farm Bureau opposes AB 701, which passed the Senate on September 8th on a vote of 26 to 11, with three absent or not voting. Earlier, AB 701 was amended and removing language requiring Cal OSHA to promulgate a regulation to protect employers from the punitive damages of working too fast to meet performance matrix. XB 606, Lane Gonzalez, Democrat, Long Beach, creates a new classification of employment law violations that will cause some employers to be dubbed egregious employers and would thereby subject them to higher penalty levels. These would be levied on an employment-by-employment basis rather than location-by-location. The Farm Bureau opposes SB 606, which passed the Assembly. Also, SB 410, Connie LeVay, Democrat, Chino, exempts occupational safety and health regulations from the standard regulatory impact analysis currently required by all proposed regulations with an economic impact in excess of $50 million. SB 410 was ordered to the Assembly in active file on September 8th. The Farm Bureau also opposes the bill.
For California Ag Today, I'm Mike Stevens.